Good evening, everyone.
I don't know if you're here now. I don't believe that you are. So once you connect and you can hear me, please go ahead and just indicate on the platform that you can hear me. All right, just indicate that you can hear me. So I'm gonna start so that we could run quickly. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you praise, oh God, for the things that you have set to do amongst us. We worship you. We bless your holy name for all that you do. Thank you for a great year. Yeah, a great year it is. Yes. All right. In the midst of all that happened, there's still a lot to still give God praise for. All right. There's still a lot to still be grateful, to be thankful for. There's a lot that is happening in this season that one wouldn't believe that it could happen, especially with the way the old year started. You know, and that's letting you know that God's hand is mightily upon you. Hallelujah. Yes, that's letting you know that God is truly mindful of you. That's one of the major things I get to say whenever I'm here with you. God is mindful of us, all right? And because he's mindful of us, his love, his favor. I mean, the major reason why Jesus died is because of you and I. All right, so God doesn't waste resources. Hallelujah. God does not waste resources for any reason. He doesn't waste resources. And because in the midst of the not so good situation, there's still a lot of things that we can say, Father, we give you praise for. All right, that we can say we are thankful of, that we can say that we can testify about. We have testimonies to show all around us. Glory to God. Could you this minute go ahead and say, Father, I thank you for my life. Amen. I thank you for my life. I thank you for preservation. I thank you for protection. I thank you, Father, for my healings. I thank you because I can use my brain. I thank God for the wisdom that you have bestowed upon me. I thank you, Father. All right, that I have sound mind. These are things that we should be thankful for. Yeah, there are things that we should be glad that it's happening. It's happening. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. These are things that we should know of a truth, that we serve a God who would never leave us or forsake us. All right. And so all of these things, is sure to do them for us. Amen. Yeah, God is sure to do them. All right. Are you sure and are you quick to be thankful? Amen. Are you quick to be thankful? All right. We must be thankful. And I was listening to a man of God who was talking about him very thankful and how God has, you know, been there for him and all of that. And the truth is that he said he just looked at his hand and he said, I have 5 fingers. Father, I thank you. So I think he was about to open the door or something, himself and his wife. Luckily, he opened the door. He looked at his finger and he's like, God, I thank you. I have 5 fingers that can open a door. Amen. Glory to God. That's a lot to be thankful for. All right. That's something to be thankful for. If you see people that are struggling because of their disability, you have to be grateful. All right. You have to be grateful because you are not better than some of those people. That's one thing you must know. All right. I was listening to another man of God, and he was talking about being on a trip or on a flight, and he saw someone on first class without limbs or without hands. You know, he was on first class. You know, so at first he looked like okay. You know, but I mean, you just need to be grateful. You just need to be grateful. You need to be grateful without hands or without legs. You and I know what those things are doing for us. Amen. Amen. Come on, go ahead and say, Father, I thank you for completing me. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are beautiful. You are handsome. You have soundness of mind. No evil befalls you in this season in the name of Jesus. You are strengthened in your bones. You are strengthened in your heart. You are strengthened all over in the name of Jesus. In this season, you see clearly. Glory to God. Glory to God. You hear better. Hallelujah. Your heart conceives all that the Lord wants you to conceive in this season. In the name of Jesus. In this 2020, this same month of December, which crowns the entire year, I declare that you would have testimonies that beat, oh glory to God, that beat the beginning of the year, the COVID season. And even now, in the name of Jesus, you are ending this year stronger, better. You are ending this year rejoicing. You are ending this year with laughter. In the name of Jesus, I declare that gracious things will happen to you. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. I said gracious things would happen to you. God will put your name in the hearts of men to favor you in this. Oh, glory to God. In this season, in the name of Jesus, God puts your name in the hearts of men. God puts you in the hearts of strangers to do you good in this season. In the name of Jesus, I declare that your eyes are clearly enlightened. Oh, you begin to see what you didn't see before. In the name of Jesus, you begin to have opportunities where you couldn't get before. In the name of Jesus, I declare that you are helped in this season. Hallelujah. You are helped in this season. Helped to move forward. Helped to rise up. Help to achieve more. In the name of Jesus, I declare that if it's the last thing, all right, that you are still believing God for in this season, I declare that you would have testimonies of that thing in the name of Jesus. Your faith will work for you. Thank you, Father. I said your faith will work for you in the name of Jesus. Your faith will produce results in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Prayers that you have long prayed, I declare answers in this season will come to you in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're going out and you're coming in this season is blessed. You are protected. You are preserved. You will not end with 2020. No, you move forward. You move beyond 2020. You move into 2025. You move into 20. I mean, you are moving in the name of Jesus. No stopping you in this season. No stopping you until you are done and satisfied. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Until you are done and you are satisfied in the name of Jesus. We give you praise. We give you praise. I call you rising up this season. I declare that you rise up. You rise up. You rise up strongly in the name of Jesus. You rise up strongly in this season. You are strengthened and you rise. You rise. All right. I keep hearing this word, yeast, 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 yeast. Do you know what it is? When you put a yeast in flour, all right, and you mix it, what happens is that the flour rises. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 I've been hearing this word yeast, all right, all day. It says when that's the work of yeast. It rises. I speak over you right now, and I declare that you rise. You rise from where you are. You rise from where you are. If you are in a confused state, I declare that you rise from that confusion in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. If you are in a state where you can't make decision because you are not sure, I declare that you rise up and you make the right decision in the name of Jesus. If you are in a place whereby things are not moving the way you expect them to move, I cause speed in the name of Jesus over those things that are not moving expectedly in the name of Jesus. You are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. Hallelujah. You are blessed. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Marakata yeregedoso. You are blessed. Hallelujah. 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 You are blessed. So blessed. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Let's read the Bible. Hallelujah. Grab a Bible. Grab your Bible. Grab your Bible.
Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I declare that your bodies are whole. Yeah. Your bodies are whole. No sickness, no disorder. All right? Over your bodies in the name of Jesus. Your bodies are strengthened in the name of Jesus. No unnecessary weaknesses comes to you in your bones. You are well. Hallelujah. You are well in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. We give you praise, oh God. We give you praise. We give you praise. Come on, go ahead and thank him tonight. Thank him. Thank him. Hallelujah. Thank him. Thank him. All right. I want to read the scripture to us tonight. All right. This season, we must be grateful. All right. You have to be grateful in this season. You have to be thankful in this season. You have to allow yourself, you know, keep giving praise for everything around you. All right. Thank him for the good things that you are privileged to enjoy. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him for family members around you that you didn't have to lose anyone as a result of sickness, or, you know, as a result of accident or anything. I mean, be thankful. And I need you to do it now. As what I mean by that is that keep doing it ahead of time. All right, we're going to thank God for 2021. Yeah, it's not yet time. It's not yet 2021, but we know it's ahead. So we thank God. We thank God in advance for the things that we know that are in store for us. All right? The things that we know will manifest for us. We thank God. Hallelujah. All right? These are very important things that you and I must give attention to. Giving praise, being thankful, letting our hearts be tender enough, all right, to hear what the Spirit of God is saying and what he wants us to do, you know, at this time. But if there's anything I'm sure of, God needs you to be thankful. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to read out some scriptures to us. All right, but I just a few minutes and then I would, okay. Let's go to the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 15. All right, I'm going to read from verse 32. Bible says, "Now Jesus called his disciples to himself and said, I have compassion on the multitude because they have now continued with me 3 days, all right, and have nothing to eat. Bible says here, and I do not want to send them away." Remember, he says, I have compassion on the multitude. So obviously, he doesn't want to send them away, all right? And he says, then his disciples said to him, Where could we get enough bread in the wilderness here? All right, that means they are in the wilderness where you cannot see anything to really, really, you know. All right, so he says that to fill such a great multitude, where can we get this bread? All right, Jesus said to them, "How many loaves do you have?" And they said, remember, they had collected the loaves from the little boy. And then he says, and they said, 7 and few little fish. So he commanded the multitude to do what? Sit down. You know what that means? That is organization. Put that down somewhere. Organization. All right. So Jesus is big on structure. He's big on organizing. He's big on arrangement. All right. Bible says that the first thing he did to the multitude was to do what? That they should sit down. All right. Verse 36 says, and he took those 7 loaves and fish and gave thanks. What did he do? He gave thanks, broke them, and gave them to his disciples. All right. The first thing Jesus did when he took the bread was to give thanks. After he gave thanks, he broke. All right. So you're going to get to where we're going to now. You know, and it says, and the disciples gave to the multitude. So they all ate. All right. It says, they all ate and were filled, and they took up 7 large baskets full of fragments that were left. All right. Bible says that when Jesus thought of the multitude, the first thing that happened to him was that he had compassion. He had compassion on them. And that's the reason why he told himself, I'm not going to send these people away. All right. And he wanted to also feed them. So he had a desire, because he saw that they were tired and they were hungry. So his desire was to feed them. Bible says that when he collected the seed, that was the seed. The seed is the few loaves that was given to him. Bible says that when he collected the seed, the first thing he did was that he thanked God. All right. In thanking God, all right, there was a multiplication. Listen to me, child of God. All right. When Jesus thanked God, all right, the bread that was broken and was given to the disciples multiplied. Are you getting me? It's multiplied. That's what happened. Oh, Father, we give you praise. In its multiplying, Bible says that everyone was fed and there was still much more. Meaning, the first thing that we noticed that Jesus did was that he organized the setting. Hallelujah. Order is important when you are expecting increase. Write that down. All right. Order is important when you are expecting increase. You can't be disorganized. You can't just be everywhere. All right. You need to arrange the setting. You need to ensure that everything is where they ought to be. It's not scattered everywhere. It's not disorganized. Do you understand what I'm talking about? So Jesus organized the setting first. That was the thing he did. And he asked the people to sit down. And when that was done, the next thing that happened was that he asked for the bread and he gave thanks. Which, before we started reading, I said that giving of thanks is important. You must learn to give thanks, especially now like never before. You must be grateful for preservation. You must be grateful for protection. You didn't do it by yourself. You couldn't have done it by yourself. And you and I have heard people that we started the year together that couldn't make it up until now. Do you think they don't want to make it? They want to make it. But, I mean, we are here right now. All right. So we don't know what transaction happened for them. But you know for yourself. But one thing you must be big on in this season is that I didn't keep myself. God kept me. Hallelujah. I didn't keep myself. He kept me. He kept me in this season. He opened the doors that were shut. All right. He made a way where there seems to be no way. I'm too sure of the fact that I'm going to see 2021. I'm seeing 2022. I'm seeing 2023. I mean, there's an assurance in God's word for the provision of protection. And Bible says, I have been engraved in the palm of his hand. All right. So those are the assurances that we have. Not because we believe that we are all by ourselves. We are not all by ourselves. But God keeps us. Hallelujah. God keeps us. So we are thankful. So you must be grateful. Grateful for the way the year started. Wasn't the plan. But eventually, it's working together for your good. Can't you see? You have testimonies that you didn't plan to have. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. You didn't plan to have the things that is going on right now, but you have them. One of the testimonies I've been hearing in the past days has been the fact that a lot of people got the kind of money they've never handled in this season. And there was lockdown. So the question is, where did the money come from? You know, a lot of wisdom brought in a lot of money in this season. A lot of wisdom brought in a lot of money in this season. All right. So maybe yours is not that. Maybe yours is something else, of the fact that maybe you even started a new business. You started something new. Whatever those things are, be grateful. Be grateful.
It might not be exactly what you want, but you didn't even have it before. You didn't have it before. You might not like where you are, but you need to remember that you didn't used to be there. Glory to God. So these are things that we must be grateful for. When you can think, Yorubas always say that if you are able to think very well, you'll be able to think very well. Because everywhere around us, there are things to thank God about. If you're a parent, you must be thankful for your kids. None of them have fallen sick. You have to carry them from one hospital to the other. You know, if you know what that is, it's a lot of stress, a lot of energy dissipating. In fact, a lot of sad times. But you didn't have any business with that. And that's the reason why you should be grateful. You should be grateful. These are things that you and I must learn to be grateful for. We need to be grateful for ease. Things are easily just coming to you. You just notice that things are just, you know, they are just easily coming to you. It's not happening for everybody like that too. Oh, yes. And that's the reason why you should be grateful. There are things that are happening to you that you are asking yourself, this one just happened. This one just happened. It's not happening like that for other people. And that's the reason why you must be grateful. You must be grateful. Something is happening, is working for you. Something is working for you. And in case you're here, you're saying that, Rex, there's really nothing. There is. Think again. Look again. There is. There is. So if Jesus can, in the little situation of nothing, I mean, look at the multitude. Look at what they brought to him. Yes, he is Jesus. But the truth is that that situation was not a palatable one. If he had wanted to feed them, he would have been feeding them every day. Don't you think about it? He could have been feeding, but he didn't. And then he now became compassionate. Didn't he know they were hungry and tired and they were following him up and down? He knew. But this was a time that he could release his faith, all right, for the miraculous to take care of the people. I needed to know that when Jesus was on earth, he was fully man. He was not God on the earth. All right? He was fully man. He was man. He was man. All right? So he everything he did it in our place so that we would know that we can do the same thing. Hallelujah. That's hope for us. Hope that we too can multiply. Whatever God gives you in your hand that is not enough, tell yourself it is multiplied in this season in the name of Jesus. It is multiplied. Why? Because you're going to be thankful. You're going to be thankful. You're not going to be thankful. It's not enough, but you are deciding not to grumble, but to do what? To thank God. A lot of times people grumble for things because they feel that it's not what they expected. It's not what they asked for. It's not for what they... All of those things are excuses. All of those things are excuses that make the enemy steal away what could have come to us. We have used a lot of murmuring to take it away, a lot of ungratefulness to allow them slip off our fingers because it's not what we are expecting. Child of God, I need you to tell yourself that I thank God for that little thing, whatever that little thing is to you. You need to be grateful. Hallelujah. Grateful in this season like never before. Grateful because you didn't make it happen. It happened for you. Hallelujah. It happened for you. You didn't make it happen. It happened for you. All right. A lot of us will enjoy good news in this season. If there's one major thing that also came to me in the course of the fast, especially, God says that status will change. Amen. Yes, there'll be a lot of status changing in this season. As before you cross into 2021, your status will change. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It will change. It will change for the better. It will change. It will change in a glorious way. It will change in such a way that it will amaze you. In the name of Jesus, I declare in this season that good tidings will follow you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good tidings will follow you. Good news will follow you in this season. I declare that what men have looked for and did not find, you will go there and find it and pick it and receive it in the name of Jesus. You're going to enter 2021 rejoicing. Amen. You're going to enter 2021
with laughter. You're going to enter 2021 knowing that all things are truly working together for your good. Be grateful, child of God. Be grateful. Be grateful. Be grateful. Stop thinking about the things that are not working. Think about the things that are working. The more you spend time thinking about the positive, every other thing around you will become positive. Why? Because you are deciding to see what God is doing. Hallelujah. You are deciding to tell yourself you are moving forward no matter what. These are things that we need to learn, when we need to know and give action to. Could you go ahead and thank God this evening? Go ahead and say, Father, I thank you. Is there something little that you have complained about, or something that you have gotten and you are not grateful for? Go ahead at this point and repent. Go ahead and say, Father, I'm sorry. And right now I declare in the name of Jesus that you are a good God. So I say right now, thank you for so and so. Thank you for so and so. Thank you for that little money. Thank you for that salary. Thank you for that. Go ahead and thank him. You are not paying hospital bills. You're not having to be billed from the prison. There are so many things that are not happening to you. You should be grateful. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. You are not wasting the resources that you believe you have. All right? Should be grateful. Come on, church. Grateful. 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 Oh, glory. Grateful for that little food. Be grateful. Be grateful for that little petrol. Be grateful. Be grateful. Be grateful. You only have one shoe. No problem. Be grateful. Be grateful. You have only one skirt, only one trouser. Be grateful. Be grateful. Be grateful. You want to change your wardrobe? Still be grateful for the one you have. Whatever we all have, it was not because we were the best that we got it. It wasn't because we were the smartest that we got it. It wasn't because we were the wisest that we got it. God got it for you. He gave it to you. Hallelujah. He made it easy for you to get it. And that's the reason why you must be grateful. Father, we thank you tonight for the words that we have heard. We thank you for what you already and you alone can do. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you because you are making a lot of lives around us brand new. Yes. You're making them feel new all over again. Marriages are better and they feel new all over again. There is increase amongst us. Thank you, Father. There is increase. In this end of the year, there will be promotion on the job. Amen. In the name of Jesus, promotion on the job. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming in the name of Jesus. In this ending time, when men are saying times are hard, you'll be saying times are easy. In the name of Jesus, your testimony will be different from lack. Your testimony will be different from failure. Your testimony will be different from defeat. Your testimony will be different from dishonor. Your testimony will be different from disfavor. Your testimony will be sweeter. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. And so, Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for what we know and what we do not know. We thank you for what is working and what we do not know is working. We thank you for what you are doing and what we did not know has happened. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. 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 We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are wonderful. You are worthy, O Lord. 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 Baba, oh. Eshe o baba. Emma she o baba baba. Awa du pe. Baba 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 wa o baba. Ah. Eshe o baba. Eshe o baba o. Awa dupe baba, baba 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 wa baba o, eshe o baba, eshe o baba baba, awa dupe baba. All right, spend time tomorrow giving thanks, giving praise, adoring his name. Oh, spend time before you sleep tonight thanking him. Just be grateful. Be grateful because we serve a God who is ever faithful. And he's not planning to be unfaithful. Thank you, Father, for your love. Thank you, Father, for what you have made us to become. We give you praise for Jesus dying on the cross of Calvary for us. We give you praise for the death, for the burial, and the resurrection. We give you praise. Oh, for as a reason of that, we have an inheritance in Christ Jesus. We give you praise because we have been called into the beloved family. We give you praise because we now stand as the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We give you praise. Because we are the temple of the Most High God. All of what you did, grant us a new inheritance. That's what we are giving praise to you for. Because of that, we are who we are today. And we thank you for it. Hallelujah. 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 Keep giving God praise. Keep giving him praise. I love you guys. Enjoy the weekend. Have a fantastic one. All right. We haven't talked about anyway, I think we'll just do that on the page, okay? So, all right. So I'll see you on the page this week before our next meeting. Love you guys. Enjoy the rest of the night and have a beautiful, a powerful, an anointed, an expecting, a joyous weekend. All right. Bye. Bye, everyone. Bye, everyone.
With a thankful heart and a song of praise, we've come to you. Gathered in this place for the things you've done and for who you are, we worship you with a thankful heart, with a thankful heart and a song of praise. We've come to you. Gathered in this place for the things you've done and for who you are. We worship you with a thankful heart.
So we lift up.
So we lift up our